Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about my first ebook. It's called $10,000 a Month for Life, Cash Flow from Land. It gets a ton of daily downloads and generates a lot of questions, like in a really good way questions. Jill, I wanted to kind of read some of the excerpts of this book, certainly not read it all because I'd put everybody to sleep, but read some of the highlights and then maybe you could comment on them as you were, as if you were a new member or somebody that's kind of new in the business or I'd love to get your opinion. But before that, as always, let's take a question from a caller. That you can read.
That I can read. And just so you know, if you want to have your question answered on the air or maybe even get you on the air, you just need to call 888-735-5045. I'll do it again. It's 888-735-5045. So we just started doing that. We may read your question on the air. We may have you on the air. So here's what we've got. Alex from Chicago asks, how do the pros buy real estate?
What?
And I'm going to leave that to you because
I love this question.
Okay.
How do pros buy real estate? Well, let me tell you. I used to be an acquisitions person, vice president of acquisitions for a long-term care company that eventually we took public. So I think what Alex is really asking is, are you guys pros? Are you doing this in a pro way or a hack way, or is it something in between? And I will tell you, this is AAA pro way to do this. We purchased long-term care facilities, you know, nursing homes and assisted living facilities, by contacting them via direct mail and via, back then, faxes. And we did it all through software. So it just like we do now. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that this person asked this question. I don't think we've ever talked about this. We give away this. I'm not a big fan of saying secrets. So, you know, we give the secrets away. We give away the process and the procedure of how real commercial real estate acquisition shops work. We avoid brokers. We avoid the MLS at all costs, go directly to the seller, and go directly to a lot of sellers at the same time through direct mail to see if they're interested. Okay. And inevitably, the percentages come back in your favor. Even if it's 1%, ours is closer to 7, 8, 10%. Right. But in commercial buildings, you know, it's about 1%. So for every 100 reach statistics you get out there, you get one back. So Alex from Chicago, great question. Thank you.
Cool.
Did I answer it?
Yeah, you did. That's good. Thank you.
All right. So onto the topic, you know, I wrote this ebook a long time ago. It was a long time coming and started to give it away on our regular land stay website, which is where we actually sell property and, which is what our real business is. And so we decided to turn it into kind of a manual or a get your feet wet, introduction to what we do, buy and sell land, super cheap, buy and sell unwanted rural land through direct mail. And then sell it for more on the internet by dressing it up. So I'm going to read a few things, some of the highlights. By no means, this is no reason not to go get the ebook at landacademy.com. It's free.
And you can get in the drawing, by the way. We haven't mentioned that in a while. We still give away a property every month. And all you have to do to be eligible is go to landacademy.com, download the free ebook, and rate the show on iTunes. And if I can't make out who you are because you're
Cherry Picker 672.
Something I was gonna say Hot Mama 123. But okay. Something, but yeah. So if I can't tell who it is, send me an email so I know it's you and I'll make sure that you're in the drawing at Jill@landacademy.com.
So I'm gonna highlight each chapter, just a brief overview, and I'm gonna ask Jill to make some comments, or maybe she's just gonna say, yeah, you should have removed that chapter a long time ago. Chapter one gives my background. You know, in case you don't know, we've completed almost 16,000 transactions, Jill and I, since the 90s and generated a tons of money, more than $20 million. And Land Academy is my way of giving back. So that's your introduction. Jill, do you have anything to say about that?
Nope. Move on.
Don't quit your job too
just
soon.
Kidding. No, I love it. No, I'm looking at that. We could update the numbers because now it says 15,000 in the ebook and now we're pushing 16,000,
right,
which is awesome.
Right. So, and chapter two is titled this, drop everything and do this exercise. And this is worth talking about for just a minute. Go to Craigslist. This, again, no reason not to get the ebook. Just this is what the exercise is. Go to Craigslist in your area, wherever you are, and make a posting that says some version of this. We pay cash for unwanted rural vacant land. Any location, any condition, and we make offers on every response. We're not real estate professionals, and we're not licensed real estate agents, only if you're not, obviously. Give us a call at this number, whatever your number is, or give us shoot us an email, and we'll take a look at your property and make you an offer. I can't count the number of people that email us daily now that say, why doesn't everybody do this?
I know. They're like, I remember in the beginning when at first it was like, uh-oh, it works. Now what?
Yeah. I mean, they still call and say, 15 people call me back. What do I do now? I've never done anything like this in my life.
Right.
So try that. You can try it with anything, by the way. It works with cars and all that stuff. I've done that.
It's a great thing for people that are maybe hesitant in this business and they're not sure that there really are that many people out there with unwanted land. Throw it out there. Your phone will ring and you'll see.
Even if it rings and somebody says, well, it's not that I have unwanted land. I do have a bunch of land that I want to get a certain price for. And now what you're doing is you're in the real estate business now, you know, for free and in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Chapter three, get started with nothing. We get this question all the time. How much does it really cost to do this? You know, what's the deal with zero down real estate and all that? And I'll tell you the square, candid truth. There's virtually no way to buy real estate with no money. And people who tell you that there's zero down methods and all that stuff, most of them are full of malarkey. What you want to do is learn how to send mailers out to people who own property to buy the property very inexpensively, or at least negotiate a deal verbally. And then you want to have some people behind you that can close the deal, and you can get them through Craigslist or through networking in your local environment. So what ends up happening is you don't put any money in, but you find a fantastic deal, and you just don't want it to go to waste. Mm-hmm. And neither does anybody in the real estate business. So believe me, they're going to drop everything that they're doing if they get a call from you and say, hey, you don't know me from Adam, but I got a great deal and I don't want it to go to waste. You know, these guys live for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more money out there than intelligence. Trust me.
It's true.
Or talent.
Right.
Jill and I have developed very quickly a long time ago this concept of an option. So when we find a deal like that and it's slightly over what we're willing to pay or out of our comfort level, we say, yes, we want to buy it, but we want to option it. We don't want to actually pay cash for it. We're going to find a buyer first, and then we're going to close the deal for you and get the money that you want out of it. Otherwise, we can close it right now for half of what you want, let's say. Chapter four is my story, which I'm going to skip because I personally don't care about my story. Do you?
It's a good story, though. When you put numbers in there, you show about, you know.
There's actually how much money we generated since 2001 in there.
I like that. 2001 to 2013. It's a lot of money. It's pretty cool.
I don't feel wealthy. Do you feel wealthy? You wake up every day and you're like, oh, man, this is fun.
Do you know what's funny? I don't necessarily walk around feeling wealthy, but I don't walk around worrying about money.
I can't improve on that.
Thank you.
Chapter five. Now we're getting into the important stuff. It's funny because chapter five in the program is where we get into the real stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the anatomy of a land deal. All right. So you start with acquisitions. Number two is, and then sales.
Mm-hmm.
So very important here and very briefly, you get a list of property with their associated back taxes. Or a list of the property that's, you know, in the county that just fits your acquisition criteria. But the important point to this, the takeaway is, get a great list of properties. Get a fantastic data source Then contact those property owners through direct mail. We've done this hundreds of thousands of times, millions of times, actually, and it works out really, really well if you know what you're doing. Tons of people are going to call you back and say yes or no, or you can go to hell because you offered too little for my property. You're going to weed all those out. You're going to pick the ones that you like by researching the property on the internet through tools like Google Earth and things like that, and you're going to buy them. It's as simple as that. Then you're going to choose whether to sell it for cash. So if you buy a property for $1,000, you're going to sell it for $2,000 or $3,000 really quickly, pocket the money, maybe reinvest it, buy some other properties, get a new computer or whatever. And then, or you can say, I want to sell it on terms, which is what Jill and I do all the time now. So you buy a property for $1,000 and then you sell it for, I don't know, $10,000, but it's $99 a month and $99 or $99 and $99 a month. And you collect, you amass a fortune of little payments like this that, you know, it's very easy to get to, very easy to get to $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. It's true that payments just come in, keep coming in. You don't have to do anything.
Right. On to the next chapter. Bunch of math. Three reasons why property won't sell quickly. I love this. I did a blog about it and actually ended up being pretty, pretty popular blog. The first reason is that the property is not priced properly. So all property, I don't care what it is, that doesn't sell really quickly, it falls into one of these three categories. And my favorite is it's just not priced properly. So who dictates the price of property? The person who sells it? No, the mortgage company. And that's now an indication that maybe you paid too much if you're a seller. So you're tight. Your hands are, if you have a mortgage on a property, your hands are tied. And us acquisition people, we don't even deal with properties with mortgages on them ever. They never get a notice from us. Never get a letter or an offer from us. Number two, the property doesn't have one of what I call the four A's: access, attribute, acreage, or affordability. That's how Jill and I gauge our acquisition criteria. Does it have access? Can you drive up to it? Does it have a great attribute, like it's next to the Grand Canyon? Does it have any acreage at all? No or yes. You know, is it 10 acres or a quarter acre? Higher is better. And is it affordable? You know, if it's, again, just like number one, if it's priced too high, you're not going to buy it or sell it. And number three, and this gets overlooked all the time, you're just not reaching the right people. And this is a short way of saying you didn't announce it on the internet that you own this property. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of venues that you can announce this in, like LandWatch and eBay and your website and Twitter and the whole thing.
No, I think it's funny along those lines. We've had some of our members that have actually driven out, looked at properties, bought a for sale sign on the way out, and popped it on the property and sold it right away. I
have never done anything like that.
That was cracking me up.
That's awesome.
Brilliant. Yeah. The next door neighbor always wanted it, or the guy across the street or whatever always wanted that property. And now it's for sale. Everybody driving by. And then all of a sudden they sell it. I'm like, that was brilliant.
That just goes to show you, you know, this program's packed full of ridiculous amount of information for the money, I think. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of the answers, but not all of them.
Right.
So our favorite members, or most successful members, are constantly coming up with crazy stuff like that.
And they share it with us in Success Plant, and I love it. So we all benefit. So thank you.
Chapter 7 is really kind of what Jill just touched on. It is the concept of reach. So you want buyers and sellers contacting you, not the other way around. So what we do, and I think almost all real estate professionals do this backwards. So the old way, which is how most people do it now, is they sit in their office and they get a call from their broker, and their broker says, hey, I got this deal down here, take a look at it. And so you spend 3 hours looking at the property or researching it, and you're not sending any vibe out or reaching out to have all these people come back to you. And that's what we do with direct mail. We send out several thousand offers a month or a week sometimes. And then the people that are interested, they do all the work for you. Mm-hmm. They call you back and then you decide. You know, it's not the other way around. You don't get in your car and drive for dollars. Mm-hmm. Go looking for property. It's not, from an efficiency standpoint, it doesn't work.
Right.
And so I get into a lot of detail about that. Chapter 8, how to pick the best target market. I get this question for whatever reason recently.
This does come up a lot. This is really good. I'm glad that we're going through this right now, because that's a good thing that I can refer folks back to the ebook.
Have you ever read the ebook?
I have read the ebook. Oh boy, have I read the ebook.
Have you really?
Funny question.
I didn't know that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Who do you think helped edit and put this together and stuff? I don't know. My name might be on it. Have you read the ebook?
Are you an author?
If you've read the ebook, my name is actually on there, and I actually wrote something in there. So, okay, I have read the ebook.
Oh my gosh.
Silly.
I'm going to get hurt after this.
Yes, you are. A good point, though, is there's some... It's a really good prelude for our program, and it's a good thing for people to have on hand to go back and look at it. So it's a good snapshot of our program. So, sorry.
Right. No, chapter 8 is so how to pick a best target market comes up, target market, and it comes up a lot. And the questions range from, Steve, can you just tell me where to send the damn mailer?
Right.
Which I never do. And then it, on the other side, it's, I go through this in great detail about how to choose the best market, and it involves census maps. And taking a look at very rural property, there's a three-step process. It's taking a look at very rural property, start that way, and then population densities, even better. And then take a look at what maybe there's a lot of back taxes in that county. We're not going to target just back tax property, but it's usually a very good indicator that if a lot of properties have back taxes on them, you're going to have a successful mailing and buy some real estate there. And then the third piece is, hey, take a look at what other people are selling. Go out on sites like LandWatch and eBay, run some numbers. See if it's worth it to even work that area. Mm-hmm. If there's lots of other people with lots of properties that are selling for pretty good amounts of money and there's back tax property, now you're set up to succeed. It's a three-step process. I talk all about it in our program in the ebook. So now, chapter 9 is called What Triggers a Motivated Seller? And then in parentheses, I have hint, they're probably dead. No, in all seriousness, the vast majority, not the vast, there's a lot of people who they just, the parents owned a property and they passed away and they handed it down. The kids want no part of it. They just want to cash it out. They want to check it off the estate list. So we get a lot of deals like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they die with no heirs at all, and the state gets it back, so that's then the state's not going to pay taxes on it. They're not going to pay taxes to themselves. So there's a lot of triggers. That's one of them. Mm-hmm. Or they just lose interest, or their health is bad. You know, you can, through data, which is what we teach, or what we talk about in our all through our program, you can see the indicators of who's interested in selling and who's not.
Right.
And I go into a lot of detail, which I won't now, about how to really find unwanted property that way. Mm-hmm. Chapter 10 is called Using Direct Mail to Get Hundreds of Motivated Sellers. You know, and they'll call you every day and just about give away their property. I'd never get tired of this, Jill.
Mm-hmm. No.
Tell us a good story. It's somebody recently that called, maybe even today, if you have one, where they just said, you know, here's my circumstance. You're a woman. I'm a woman, maybe. Here's my circumstance. I just need to get this property out of my life. Maybe check it off my list, or maybe if you could send me a few $100.
Oh, gosh. That would
be great.
Yeah, I had a really, really, really sweet gal. She was in Florida that I bought a couple properties from, and she was telling me the whole story because she has no children, and her dog is her child. This is a totally true story. And the dog, something had happened with the dog and undergoing all kinds of surgeries. And this $1,000 she got from me, she could put on the vet bills for her dog. And she was so grateful and so appreciative because she didn't want this property anymore. She had inherited it from her parents. She was never going to use it. And, you know, I had a check to her in her hand, and, you know, she had a cashier's check in 3 days, and she thanked me so many. I mean, even afterwards, it was so sweet. A month after the whole transaction, she's like, okay, it's the end of the year now. You know, do I need to do anything special, you know, with stuff? I'm like, nope, you're all good. It's all recorded and nothing you have to worry about. And she just, again, thanked me how much that she needed that money. And for her child was her dog, and she was thrilled. So, you know, I what can you say?
That's great. You know, I once in a while, not too often anymore, I get a comment or an email from somebody who says, usually it's somebody I know like well, like a friend, where they say, why are you taking advantage of these people?
Oh, gosh.
Why are you, if your property is worth $4,000, why are you just paying $1,000 for it? And this is my response. I use the milk analogy. there are three places that this seller can go buy a piece of a gallon of milk. They can buy it in Walmart, which is probably about the cheapest. They can buy it in the grocery store, which is a little bit more expensive, but maybe closer to their house. And they can walk down to the corner to the convenience store and pay top dollar. All three of these are intentional by this on this buyer's part. And for whatever reason, they've chosen to buy the milk where they choose it. Some people want the absolute best deal. They want to get the best price for the property, so they do the Walmart thing. Some people are on the fence. They maybe call a realtor in the middle. And then some people in the convenience store, they just want the money. They just want to get out of it. Price is not their primary motive, so they call us.
Mm-hmm.
In no point during the process are we tricking them or telling them, you know, that, you know, we're just, everybody thanks us, I guess is my point.
Exactly.
Chapter 11, you will have little to no competitors. We address a lot in this ebook. I forgot about it.
We do.
There are way more vacant properties out there than houses or condos or anything like that. Way, way more, like multiples more. I'll get exact numbers on that in a future podcast because it's coming up a lot. But a lot of people, and I get it, they say, why would I join a group that's got a bunch of people sending out mailers to the same place and then start competing? Trust me, it's not going to happen. Mm-mm. It has not happened
yet. So much land to go around, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's no competitors. Most of the people who are doing this kind of thing are doing it with houses, or they're doing it with apartment buildings or something like that. And even with houses, I think that, you know, it's actually pretty, I know it is. We do it all the time, actually. Very,
Well, I'm just reading a line that you have in there, too, which is really good to point out. Real estate agents typically don't deal with it because their commissions are too low. And I have that going on right now. I have real estate agents that are handing me deals that they could buy and close and sell themselves. But they're like, no, I'm just not worth my time. This is not my thing. And so they befriended me, which I love, and they're just giving these deals to me.
It's awesome.
And it was funny because they're even being the middleman, you know, with the negotiation. I'm like, you know, I wouldn't pay this, but I'd pay X. Next thing I know, I get an email back saying, guy will take it. Here's his number. I'm like, it's so funny. Okay. So, yes.
So chapter 12, researching accepted offers. We touched on this a little bit. In parentheses, most real estate pros do it backwards. They review the deal and then they make an offer. What you want to do and what we do is we send out offers in the mail. And then the people that are just ready to take that offer, they sign it and they send it right back. It takes 90% of the work out of it for you. Then you go look at the deal. Maybe you have 10 of them on your desk. You're staring at them and you buy two. They fit your criteria.
Yep.
The mail does the work for you. All at about 45 cents a unit.
Totally.
Jill and I have just released a data/mailer/printer program where if you send enough mailers out, it can get cheaper than the price of a stamp, literally. If you go to landacademy.com, it's all there. Closing the deal, there's two ways. You buy it directly through hiring a notary, generating a deed, having the notary go out, deliver a cashier's check, and closing the deal that way, which is our favorite way. And we usually cap it off around $5,000. Anything lower than that, we do it this way. Or if it's higher, we get a title agent in general, and they close the deal. Yep. Cash or terms, chapter 14. We covered this already. Do you sell it for cash? You want to double your money quick, or sell for terms, our favorite way? And chapter 15... what could go wrong?
I like that.
What could go wrong, Jill?
You could flake. You could overpay.
You could overpay. I think that all...
You could not follow our things, and not buy the right property.
You could get emotional.
You could get emotional. Oh, my gosh. That's how you overpay.
You know what I've seen a couple of members do is they get excited because it works. Mm-hmm. And on their first mailer, and they start making bad decisions because they want to be in the business so bad and turn it and all that. And right. You just got to hold out. And man, it rains offers after that.
Well, what I've noticed sometimes too is, once the offers start coming in, they start looking at each one instead of looking at all of them, you know. And I remind them often in our community site for our members, it's successplant.com. Hey, take all those 50 phone calls that you got. Now, let's pick out the top 5, top 10, whatever your funds are. Don't go 1 through 50 in order. Look at them all as a number and just pick the top ones and the easy ones. make the money, move on.
You know what I used to do? I used to have the attitude, well, we're going to buy them all and we're going to make lots of money on some of them and very little money on the others. And I really don't have to look at anything. We're just going to treat it like an ashtray or a widget or whatever, whatever you're manufacturing. And I was wrong. You really have to just spend, it doesn't take long, maybe 5-10 minutes on the computer with Google Pro, Google Earth Pro, to see if there's access and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And you just pick the ones that are best.
Exactly. We have enough that we can do that.
Right. Oh, in chapter 16, a note from Jill.
Oh, look, I am in the ebook.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I wrote this a long time ago.
Yeah, you did. You're giving me a hard time. You didn't remember that I'm in there. Thanks.
So what are your final thoughts?
Look at that. I officially joined the team in 99. A little bit about my background, what I bring to the business, and what are my final thoughts? I love what I do.
I do too, Jill.
I think you and I are perfect partners.
Yeah.
What you bring to the table, what I bring to the table are very different. And that's so great. Sometimes it's not great because, you know, it's like, you know, we don't always see eye to eye because of our backgrounds, right, which is good, but it's good. You know, every time that you and I butt heads on something, it comes out better in the end.
Yeah, you know,
I'm positive of that.
Me too. I think that by now, the stuff that you, when you say, yeah, this is the way it's going to be, if there's a really darn good reason for it, and vice versa, I think, I just say, you know what? She knows way more about customers and how to deal with the stuff than I do. And whatever she thinks is fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. You and I have a separate executive veto power, I guess. And we don't use it very much. But it's like there's a time that you have to step up and yeah. I respect it. And
right.
I know you respect mine too. Thank you.
And then chapter 17 is some information about the programs that we provide. So all in all, you know, I was just thinking reading this that I don't know where you're going to get this kind of information for the money.
No.
Which is really.
Like free?
If you don't want to. I mean, if you don't want to spend a dollar, if you don't have a dollar. Get the ebook, get into Success Plan while it's still free, because it's not going to be free long. Ask as many questions as you can and learn and learn and learn. Maybe you do a couple deals and you buy the package. We've had people do that.
Right.
Buy the program.
Exactly.
Hey, join Jill and I in another episode where we discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. Was that just like a college lecture? Awful boring.
You know what? That was one of our longer shows that we've done in a while. And I think that it was so beneficial, though. I think it's going to be a hit. I really do. We just go through so much information there and what's available for free. If I was just reading that and hearing this show, I just found us, I'd have the ebook in my hand before the show was
over.
Yeah,
you know what? So would I. So that just goes to show you, it can't just be fun and games all the time. We horse around a lot on the show, you know? So there's got to be a balance between learning some stuff and just horsing around.
Well, that's who we are. I mean, a lot of people have shows that just horse around. They don't talk about anything.
Right.
You and I do a little bit of both.
Right.
We like to share some valuable stuff, help some people out, because that's how they found us and why we're here. But we really want to horse around.
Right. That's why we do this. So yeah. We can go horse around. When
exactly.
We're done.
Like right now.
Let's go buy some real estate.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.